Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Chapter 66, verse 8, the Bible says, who have seen this before? Who have heard this before? Can a nation be born in a day? So, but the Bible went further and said, as soon as Zion travailed, she bore forth a child. And in this image, we can also travail in the place of worship. As we pray, God will do the impossible, as our uncle David Abu said earlier on. God will do the impossible in your life.
Amen.
You are sick in your body. The power of God is present already to heal you.
Amen.
The power of God is present already to heal you.
Amen.
And in case you are sick in your body, what you need to do this evening is to just begin to check your body. Because the healing power of God is already present in the atmosphere and is healing many. Whatever it is that troubles your body is not a problem in this atmosphere. The rest assured that the healing power of God is moving here already. And even as we speak, those of us who have issues with our with the pain on the waist, the power of God has dealt with that. But very quickly, where you are seated, lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. We have not gathered unto any man. We have not come to see any man. We have not come to see any man. We have come to meet with Jesus. You are a mother in this place. You can pray. Pray. You have children. You can pray for them. Children, it is not a time to play. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. La suma mandeso se cafre de sovile de gina. Nika suze vele. Rokas kempre. Osaika branske vide gene baboriata. Mothers, can you lift up your voice and pray? Children, can you pray? Fathers, can you pray? The Bible speaking in Acts chapter 6, it said that we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. Can we lift up our voice and pray in this place? One of the ways by which we can translate into Jesus is by praying. We don't have much time, but the little time that we have, I beseech us to pray. In the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Jesus speaking, he said, men ought to always pray and not faint. Men ought to always pray and not faint. If you read down that scriptures, Jesus took his disciples to a mountain as they began, the Bible says, and as they began to pray, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Can we take a little time and alter the fashion of our countenance in this place by prayers? Why? Under the voice of sin, travel. Let me say,
Jesus, oh, do, do, love to love.